You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Stevie Murray, owner and founder of Style by Stevie, a full-service personal styling company that helps women and men transform their look by updating their wardrobe, styling for a special occasion, or helping them select clothes and fashion accessories. Stevie, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you. So tell us, how did you first start your business as a personal stylist?
Well, it really started when I was about 18 years old, and at the time, Style by Stevie was known as Conquer Clothing, but it really inspired me when I was in middle school, going to a bunch of bar and bat mitzvahs almost every other weekend with a bunch of my girlfriends that would ask, what do I wear to this party that won't clash with anyone else that's going to the party? And already having such a love for fashion at that age, I was pretty elated when I would be asked to dress someone. So during my freshman year at the Laboratory Institute of Merchandising, I started just out of the blue an Instagram account to post pictures of clothing that I really love to look at. And unexpectedly, it just led into receiving direct messages and emails from both men and women asking if they could be dressed by me for special events or just to go through their closet and organize it for them and just give them a nice, fresh, updated look.
How about that? Were there any specific factors that inspired you to start a business?
Well, yeah. Well, growing up around my family, we own a bunch of hotels and restaurants around the tri-state area. So I was always pretty inspired by my mother and my grandmother, who started everything on their own. So that pretty much gave me a lot of inspiration, especially being at my grandmother's house all the time when I was about 6 years old. She just had an amazing collection of clothing and shoes, so she would always explain to me what the fabrics were and who made what kind of signature design or a signature silhouette. But without having the support of my family, I really probably wouldn't have pushed myself to start my own business because they saw it before I even knew it, what I wanted to do, and that I wouldn't even stop until I created something I was proud of, which is Style by Stevie.
Certainly impressive. Now, you certainly started at an early age, as you had mentioned. What lessons have you learned along the way that you can share with other young entrepreneurs that are tuning in today?
Well, I would have to say that the most important thing is really you have to have an amazing support system. Because I'm not really one who's going to surround themselves with tons of yes people who are only going to be there to ride on your coattails and then throw you under the bus to gain success for themselves. But I'm only going to keep a nice handful of friends and people around me who are going to uplift me and push me ahead, which has really helped to get to where I am now. So you also just want to make sure that you do what feels right for you and not what feels right to everyone else. And my motivation's always been, like, I'll show them to the people who never thought that the business would ever take off, thinking it was just a hobby and it would never go anywhere. And now I'm where I'm at and doing pretty well.
Certainly motivation without a question. Today we're joined by Stevie Murray, owner and founder of Style by Stevie here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are a few obstacles that you have experienced starting your own business, and how did you overcome these obstacles?
I mean, well, starting your own business is already an obstacle in itself. But the power of social media is pretty strong at the moment. So it's pretty difficult to keep up and get the exposure needed compared to these other bloggers and fashion stylists that have really taken over social media, having millions of followers already. And also just the main message is just that I'm not just a stylist that's going to charge an exorbitant amount of money just to have my clients say, I need to look amazing for an event. Like, that's really not how I roll. But my approach with Style by Stevie is to really gain a personal connection with the client just so that they feel comfortable and I can get a real feel for what their day-to-day life is so that I can see what clothing and what looks are going to be appropriate for them. Because the whole point about being a stylist, for me at least, is that there's no better feeling than seeing my clients look and feel their very best.
And lastly, what would be your number one piece of advice for a young entrepreneur like yourself thinking of starting a business like you did?
Pretty much just you always have to think ahead of the competition and think of how you're going to grow and how you're going to add services along the way. And also you want, what you really want to do is plan, have a nice plan, and just with what you want to accomplish within the first year of starting your business. And if you have a hobby or a passion for something, I say, I give myself a 3-strike rule when I started Style by Stevie. If I failed at one thing, I would pick myself up, try it again. If it didn't work, try it again. But then there has to be a point when you can figure out if it's just going to be a hobby or if it can turn into a lucrative business.
Well, Stevie, it certainly has been good to have had you. Very impressive, your journey so far to date. We'd love to get an update in the future. Where can folks get more information about Style by Stevie online, and how can they best be in touch?
Well, everything is on the website at www.stylebystevie.com, and also the Instagram account is at Style by Stevie, spelled S-T-E-V-E-Y, which is a common mistake. And everything's in the bio, and we do full-service closet organizing. We even just tapped into bridal, as well as just personal styling and personal shopping also.
Certainly got it going on. Stevie, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was great talking to you.
And likewise, we've been speaking with Stevie Murray, owner and founder of Style by Stevie, a full-service personal styling company that helps women and men transform their look by updating their wardrobe, styling for a special occasion, or helping them select clothes and fashion accessories. And once again, the website that does it all, it's stylebystevie.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.